Several years ago, a psychiatric hospital in rural New York shut down after 100 years. When it did, the curator of a state-run museum in Albany went there. He was looking for historical examples of the facility's treatment method. What he found, he turned into a disturbing exhibition. Seemingly sane people were forced to stay at the asylum for decades. Pippin Ross reports.
When New York State Museum curator Craig Smith went to the Willard Psychiatric Center looking for old medical equipment, he was stunned by what he found in the attic of an abandoned building. 400 suitcases and trunks that had been untouched by patients who'd been sent to the hospital for minor ailments and ended up staying for decades.
You knew that these were time capsules, so we knew something had to be done.
Many of the suitcases were empty, but those that were filled appeared to belong to creative, active, well-dressed patients who expected that after a short stay, they'd leave. Smith and mental health expert Darby Penny scrutinized the abandoned baggage, studied files on the former patients, and then selected the possessions of 12 of them to create an exhibit. Because, Penny says, they deserve to have their neglected items and personal stories put on display.
The history of psychiatry has always been told from the point of view of institutions or professionals, never from the point of view of people who've been incarcerated in psychiatric hospitals.
What the display reveals is the artistic possessions of 12 patients who didn't have profound mental illness. But back then, instead of therapy and rehabilitation, asylums like Willard simply administered potent antidepressant drugs, which Smith says often devastated the patient's ability to function and forced them to be institutionalized for decades.
You wonder why they get caught in this system and never get out, wondering whether it had to do with the fact that nobody could just basically understand them.
For example, there's a glass case of Josephine, who at age 25 was sent to the asylum because she admitted feeling slightly depressed. She stayed until her death at the age of 101. The gallery is filled with people who are quiet and appear both riveted and disturbed. Visitor Shannon Harvey explains why.
I think a lot of people who have been institutionalized over the year are institutionalized because they were either outspoken types of people or because they live lives that were not of the norm. You know, like a woman who chose not to get married or who was too smart, and that makes me angry.
Despite the negative feelings the exhibit provokes, medical expert Penny defends it as informative about how mental illness was and is dealt with.
This is what our society did to people that they considered different, and still does in slightly different ways.
The difference, says Penny, is that these days mentally troubled people don't get to stay at institutions long enough, and some end up living on the street. Though New York law prohibits the museum from revealing the patient's full names, organizers hope the exhibit, which closes in the spring, will inspire family members to come looking for the long-lost possessions of their ancestors. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross.